Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday morning we talked about being example of the believers in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers." And then it gives us six different things that we should be an example in. The first one here, it says, in word. The second one, in conversation. The next one is in charity, and in spirit, and in faith, and in purity. And so this week, I would just like to go through, encourage us and to be an example in each one of these areas. And so the first one in line here that we are to be an example of the believers is in words. And if we back up to verse 6 of the same chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained." So words of faith. You know, Jesus says in John chapter 8, "He that believeth, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So that's words, words of faith coming out, building up the believer, exhorting the lost, reproving the unfruitful works of darkness, as Ephesians chapter 5 says. It's we become an example of the believers in the words that we speak. You know, the Apostle Paul says, "Let your words be seasoned with grace and salt." And so our words can minister life. The scripture says in Proverbs that life is in the power, life and death are in the power of the tongue. The words we speak, we can speak words of blessing. We can speak words of death. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to be an example of the believers in the words that you speak. You know, the scripture says, you know, when Jesus... After Jesus' resurrection there with Peter, Peter says, "I go a fishing," and he fished all night and he caught nothing. And Peter comes back to the shore and Jesus says, "Cast your net into the right side," and he caught a great number of fish. And so what was Jesus' exhortation there? He asked Peter, "Do you love these more than me?" And Peter answered, "You know that I love me." And Jesus answered, "Feed my lambs." So how was Peter going to feed the lambs and feed the sheep? Three times he's asking this question, "Do you love me?" And each time was, "Feed the sheep, feed the lambs, feed the sheep." And so how do you feed the sheep? It's with words. And so we are to be an example in the words, you know. We can be an inspiration to men and women with our words that we speak, when we speak the Bible, when we speak the words of truth, and we love the truth, and the word of God is up on our hearts and flows forth as a river. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so I want to encourage you this morning to be an example of the believers in word, in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you as you go forth today and be an example in the words that you speak, the word of life, the word of God. God bless. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. I do ask, Lord, that you would just help us today to truly go forth and be an example of the believers. In Jesus' name, amen.